Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Welcome back to the podcast, and we're in Romans chapter 8. I'm going to read from verses 26 and 27 for this episode. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Well, these verses are very encouraging. Paul now is shifting his focus from the process of redemption and our participation in God's redemptive plan along with all of creation. Now he's shifting his focus on the activity and the role of the Spirit for our benefit. And he says this in verse 26, in the same way. Well, in what same way? What is he talking about? What is he linking that to? In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. Well, he goes on to say that we don't know how we should pray, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. There's the word groanings again. He's already told us that all of creation is groaning. He told us that we're groaning because we are eagerly awaiting the redemption of our bodies. And then he tells us that the Spirit is groaning. The Spirit is obviously not groaning for the same reason that creation or that we groan. But I love what Paul does here. He connects the activity of the Spirit to something that is so deeply related to what we experience, because we understand what it means to groan. Now, I'm not talking about an outward complaining and groaning about things. I'm talking about that deep sense of yearning. That's what this is talking about. It's a deep groaning of the inner place of us as people. It's a place where Paul has already told us that creation itself has this yearning, this longing for the full redemption of what God has in store. And now he connects the Spirit's activity of praying and interceding for us to the groanings, to that deep desire. So let's notice this activity of the Spirit that's taking place right now inside of us. He is interceding. This word interceding is the word that means to stand in the gap for, to stand in a place of offering up prayers and intercessions for us that we don't even know how to do. I mean, Paul makes a pretty firm statement there when he says that we don't know how to pray as we should. That tells me a lot about prayer. Now, I'm a believer in prayer, and I could probably grow a lot more in my prayer life. But if we're not careful, we'll put way too much faith in our prayers. Paul says we don't even know how we should pray because we bring so many things before God with so many attitudes and prejudgments and desires and motives. And many of these things are not evil, but they're just not in accordance to what we should be praying. And a lot of this happens out of ignorance because we don't know. Paul clearly says we don't know how we should pray. So we have an intercessor. We have the Spirit who is interceding for us. And he's doing it in such a way that we're not even aware of it. It's a groaning within himself that's too deep for words to be expressed. You know, some people have tried to lay hold of this verse and connect it with speaking in tongues. Well, I would definitely warn against that. Do I believe in speaking in tongues? Yes. Do I speak in tongues? Yes. Do I believe Paul teaches we can speak in tongues? Yes. But this is not the verse that teaches that. This is a verse that's describing the intimate intercession of the Spirit of God on our behalf, and that he enters into that deep place of yearning and groaning for what God wants for us because he searches our heart. The Holy Spirit is able to search deep within our hearts. And He knows what the mind of the Spirit is. In other words, he knows what he's thinking. It is the Spirit. The Spirit has a mind. This is the nature and character of God. He thinks, he processes, he knows things, he knows all things. And the Spirit has that same mind. And he knows what the mind of the Lord is because he intercedes for us according to the will of God. Now, the will, the word the will, is not in the original text. It literally says he is interceding according to God, meaning he's bringing everything in perfect alignment with God the Father. And we're going to see just a little further down in the passage that Jesus himself is also taking up this office of intercession on our behalf. So what's this tell me? This tells me the entire Godhead, all of God, is praying for us. They're interceding for us. They know what we need. They know what God the Father wants for us. And they are speaking those things out in ways we can't even understand. We can't hear them. And this is such an encouragement as we began to understand that the Spirit of God is praying for us, and he's praying according to God. He knows the mind of God. He knows God's desire for us. And Paul's getting ready to go right in to what that desire is. One of my favorite passages in Romans chapter 8 coming up in the following episode. What is it the Spirit is praying into? What does he know that we sometimes don't know? But he wants us to know because he's given us the mind of Christ. So we can know all the things that have been freely given to us. And this is the job of the Holy Spirit. But right here, the Holy Spirit is praying for us according to what God desires. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.